Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I'm so excited that my good friend Enrita Melchizedek is here with us, and we are going to be talking about chambers of light, angels, and so much more, whatever is going on right now on the planet, as well as what's going on personally with our lives, because so much is changing. Everything is changing. So for those of you who don't know Enrita, Enrita's been with us many times, always a pleasure. And I think this is the first time that we've actually done video, so how much fun is that? Enrita is founder of the Melchizedek and Palladian Light Network, an ascension network of light offering numerous programs of light in the form of ebooks and MP3s, CDs and audio DVDs, as well as vibrational energy products. And Enrita is an author, channel, star ambassador, light frequency encoder, and workshop facilitator. And she further has the gift of healing and focuses this energy through the Ascension workshops and lectures that she facilitates primarily on a global level. And you can find out more about Enrita at the Palladian Light Network, the Melchizedek and Palladian Light Network, as well as YouTube, many, many videos on YouTube. And she shares so much stuff. It's amazing. On Facebook as well. So please do look out for her and just type in Enrita Melchizedek. And you'll see all sorts of wonderful products, MP3s, channelings, and more. So, Enrita, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, and certainly wonderful to connect with you again. I was just saying, just such a familiar soul energy and connection that we have. So, thank you.
Thank you, Enrita. And you're right. You know, it's like since we have connected years ago, we've always had this special connection, you know, this understanding and this resonance, you know, that like we're friends, you know. And so I love that, because it's like I feel like I can talk to you about anything. I can reach out to you if I have a question, which I've done in the past. I remember having questions and saying, Enrita, tell me about this. I don't understand what this is. Can you help me out? Right? And it's like being that person that you can reach out to because you're so authentic, you know, and real, and there is such an integrity about you that we know that you're being of service to humanity, and at the same time, you know, your heart is so expansive and open that I, you know, it's like, how can people not radiate towards you, right?
Well, I've said it's setting up so many of us, you know, so thank you so much. You know, I truly appreciate you so very much too, Laura. And really, I think all of us are standing as beacons of light, as these physical vessels and flames of divinity, and just radiating from that heart and that space of love and that place of love. So it's just wonderful, because we've seen over the years, hasn't that just grown? You know, it's just when you were talking about that connection that we've had for many years, mm-hmm. It also took me down that timeline of pre-2012 and where we are now in terms of just our spiritual work and in terms of our missions and how that's actually completely expanding. And I've been speaking to so many people really since that. It was August, September last year, where we just had that eclipse energy and we stepped into the next level of the collective forward evolution for the sacred earth, as the earth and all her life just shifted dimensionally. And with that, then it was really, I felt that moment in time, we many of us actually just said, okay, this is my service work and I've been doing this for so many years, or I've experienced just this incredible pleasure with it, but now I feel restless. I feel like there's a sense of change coming. I feel like things need to be more personalized. I feel like I've got to maybe be more practical or more grounded in what I share, or more connected in this community and unity. And how do I really go about that? And that's what I feel from that time period, which is so recent, really. It's, you know, literally 7-8 months ago. Mm-hmm. We just accelerate into this timeline where we're bringing on these new mission codes, these new service codes. And I've certainly seen that in my own work too, and I'd love to talk about that a little bit further. But before we do that, I just want to ask, how are you two? Because I know that you moved to Austria and you got married, what was that, a couple of years ago, wasn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, in 2014. And, yes. You know, then I moved here to Austria in 2016. And it's been amazing. It's like, you know, I had a show last night with a different guest, and I was talking about choice, right? The choices that you make and what they create, and asking for more and more and choosing greater. And, you know, what I realized is that ever since I started choosing for myself, meaning what brings me joy, what brings me ease, because that's what I like. I like focusing on joy and ease and happiness. And how can I be a contribution to the planet and to humanity and to consciousness? When I choose that for myself, it's like, it's so magical. Everything just happens so magically and easily. And I'm having so much more fun than I ever thought was possible. You know, when I was living in Canada and with my ex-husband, I was miserable. And now it's like 360 degrees, you know, everything is changing. And even in my work, it's like, oh, it's like, I'm doing so many different things and I'm having so much fun. It's like, really? You know, could work be fun? And it's like, you know, when people talk about retiring, it's like, I can't imagine retiring. What does retiring mean when you're having fun doing the work that you do?
Doing the work that you love. Absolutely. And I feel it's so much of that energy that we're all deepening into, mm-hmm. just that passion, that joy, that heart streaming, and taking that leap of faith. I know for me, when I decided in that August, September period where things just shifted and I had been focusing on just some incredible work that I've been doing with my kids, who are now 9 and 10, mm-hmm. and it was working with the angels and this whole series of angel tools for parents and children and invocations and affirmations and angel cards and different ways that we can really just work with them with whatever it may be of these issues of bullying, or, you know, bringing in Archangel Gabriel, for example, so that in this beautiful white flame where they're talking about being in their own sacred space, mm-hmm. and having a white bubble and or a talking stick, if it's their turn to talk, because kids often tend to jump in front of each other and, you know, yep. and you all find yourself suddenly like lifting the voice a couple of octaves too high. And yes. all these incredible things that came online, and you know, just the desire to move forward with that into just this greater level of expanded service, working with children too. And from that, one of the gifts that also activated for me was a deeper level of the gift of healing. And I'll share you know, a little bit more of that too. Mm-hmm. But it was really that moment of taking this leap of faith and trusting that everything again is going to just, you know, work out divinely perfectly as we listen to the universe. So this is so much about listening to the universe, isn't it? It's about, rather than allowing the wounded soul aspects that are still in fear or lack of, that are coming up and saying, well how can we do that? And, you know, where's the abundance? Or this is scary. It's like having not only that freedom, that sovereignty to say, I can do whatever I want as a physical vessel, as a flame of divinity, knowing that I will always be provided for, that in service, the support will always be there. But it's also actually just embracing our own fears and going beyond that, mm-hmm. feeling the call from the universe to say, you know, what is it that we so greatly would love to do? And through that, you just get so excited in that passion. It's the same passion you're talking about. It's the same passion that I feel. I go to bed and all these thoughts are spiraling through my head, and, you know, just I see that this movie and this one and this one, and it's just so full of these incredible ideas of sharing and teaching and being in community and unity. It's yeah, wonderful thing.
And that's the thing, sometimes when you get an idea or you have a thought of, oh, this would be fun to do, you know, and then you go into your mind, it's like, oh, I don't know how to do that. How do I do that? Where do I even start? And is it gonna work? You know, all that stuff, it blocks that creative flow. And it blocks that connection with the moving forward. So instead, it's like, you know, for me, when that starts to happen, because, you know, it does from time to time. Sure. It's like, okay, what else is possible here? If this is, you know, this really feels expansive and light, and I really want to do this. It's like, do I really want to do this? Yes. Okay, cool. So it's like, okay, so universe, can you help me out? Can you show me, you know, what is the next step? You know, so asking questions and then not necessarily looking for the answer, but waiting for the universe to respond even, right? Being in that pause and saying, okay, I've asked the universe and I know the universe is going to respond. So then it's like, all right, let me be aware and be present and listen for the message that comes through. You know, I say message, but it's not always a message. Sometimes it's just a feeling. It's like you just said, yeah, go ahead, go for it, you know? And you take the next step and then you take the next step. A lot of times people want to know what the actual exact path is to get from A to B. And it's not a straight line, and you don't know until you take the next step, right?
Well, so much of it, Also, it's following your intuition. And what you're talking about is that synchronicity where the book hits you on the head, or you guide it to a particular website, or someone tells you something, or you open a page of something and just the idea from that just, you know, comes to you too.
Yeah.
I know for many years when I first started, I love working with, I call them the company of heaven, all these illumined beings. And, you know, in this lifetime, I've just been very fortunate or very blessed to have been communicating from a very early age with all these luminous, beautiful light beings, whether it's the archangels or the Christed extraterrestrials or the Sisterhood of the Rose, ascended masters, whatever it may be. And I had a core group, which I called my work council. And, you know, in my early days, what I would do is I would sit with the work council as the, you know, these invisible beings who are sitting at a table, and I go, okay, this is the idea. This is what's come, because a lot of those ideas are coming also on the inner planes when we soul traveling, because we have our own core groups that we're connecting with, not only our soul family, which we're playing out a lot of the pre-birth agreements or karmic contracts, or of course service agreements, but also what we're doing is that we're connecting to the councils, either as star seeds or earth seeds, the core groups that we are assisting most with in creating and affecting change for ourselves and the sacred earth as light workers or way showers, facilitators, counselors, whatever it may be that we would like to call ourselves. And that's a core group then is the ideas are coming. So we're actually sitting in council or the schools of learning or the ashrams or the cities of light when we soul travel at night. And then from there, we're saying, okay, this is what I can do. You know, this is what I'd maybe like to do. This is my heart streaming, or I've done this for so long, and let's move into that next level or that next level. And also those levels are coming based on what we integrating through our soul merging, and the soul merging and monadic merging, because this is also part of this ascension process that's taking us into what people are calling the fifth dimension and beyond. I don't even call it the fifth dimension anymore. I just talk about the new earth matrix or the new earth energy as the I Am avatar rays. So this is really the awakened aspects of ourselves that are going through this ascension process and then taking online these resurrection codes. And these are resurrection codes are really the merging and integrating of the deeper levels of our own soul consciousness, and then the monadic merging of our soul energy. Always it's just different aspects or higher levels of those soul aspects. And as they come online and being integrated, they're taking us into different levels of service, because this aspect of soul consciousness has achieved whatever it needs to achieve. And as you integrate and deepen into the next level of soul merging and integration or monadic merging, then what you're doing is then you're taking on deeper levels or expanded levels of that service work. And more than anything, what I'm seeing is this moving into a more practical level, into a more grounded, centered way of working spiritually, rather than just through transmissions. And I know we were talking about this too, Alara, where, you know, we're experiencing just something wonderful. We're connecting to these core groups or light beings and experiencing this incredible transmission alignment. And then boom, you know, after that, it's like we're back into the same old thing. And how do we shift that to being more conscious, or actually consciousness observing unconsciousness and integrating those aspects of ourselves?
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, we were talking about this, about how, you know, we are expanding, we're moving into greater aspects of ourselves, right? So we're being more of who we truly are while we're embodied on this earth plane. And sometimes, you know, in the past, I had this idea, you know, this thought kept coming to me all the time. It's like, you should be facilitating classes. You should be traveling. Not you should be, but it's like, that's what you should be doing. You know, you should be traveling around the world, facilitating classes, teaching classes. And it's like, okay, but how am I supposed to do that? You know, so it's like, okay, fine. And people would say that to me, and they're like, you should be doing it. It's like, okay, fine. I get that. But where is it now? You know, it's just in the last week, you know, it's like, I thought I was limited to only facilitating classes here in Austria. And then I thought, okay, I can only go to Canada once a year, like, you know, or I can only go to India once a year, or I can only do a class when I'm visiting Canada because I'm visiting family. It's like, what? You know, it's like, I was like this, my mind was like, it's like, yeah, you can only do it at that in a certain way. It's like, no, I don't have to do it. I can go as many times as I want. I can travel freely anywhere around the world. It's like, wow. And then when I got that awareness and that realization, it's like more of me suddenly came online. It's like, oh, I can do that. It's like, why did I think I couldn't? It's like, what? You know, and so now, you know, I'm in the process of creating classes around the world. So I sent out an email to my list last week, you know, something like that, and saying, hey, who wants to help me, you know, who wants to host me, who wants to help me facilitate classes around the world? Let me know where you are. Maybe I'll come to a city near you. And just being able to do that was just so, wow, this is the next step. You know, I say step, but, you know, it's not really a step, but, you know, it's like the next part of what I'm supposed to be doing, next part of my soul mission, soul plan, you know. And it's like, oh, this feels so good. It feels like, this is it, you know. But if you would have asked me that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it's like, no, I can't do that. No. Now it's like suddenly everything shifted and changed. It's like, yeah, why not? And these changes and these new awarenesses, like you said, have been coming since July, August, September of last year. And now I'm slowly starting to acknowledge them and say yes, you know, yes to them. It's like, okay, yes, let's go. So how often do we like say, no, I'm not ready, or I can't do this, or what are you talking about, or blah, blah, you know, like our minds tend to before we even start going.
Yes, that's right. You're right. It says three limitations. So that's really what we're overcoming to, you know, that multidimensional awareness or consciousness. She has been a huge part of the process. Well, look, I mean, those codes have been coming online for many years. It just accelerated through the unity grid, which we talk about, this matrix of light within and around this earth grid that actually shifted into the next level. And there was also some other stuff that went off, or you know, kind of shadow stuff that was actually released too at that time, mm-hmm. for that octave frequency integration for Mother Earth. But at the same time, then it allowed the soul consciousness of many awakened light workers to shift into that next dimensional field of light. Mm-hmm. And that is really where we're experiencing collectively the next level of our souls blossoming and magnificence and light. But those codes that have been coming on for many, many years are really what has been activating through the dormant DNA. That's 97%. Mm-hmm. Dormant DNA, which of course is just really the star DNA more than anything. It just holds those multidimensional memories of many golden age timelines. So we've been experiencing us through Syria to the great.
You're cutting out. Oh, you're gone. Nope, you're there. Let me pause it.
It just starts working too, I think.
Well, I was just saying, it's like, oh, I wonder who does not want us to talk about this. It's like, huh. Interesting. Okay. But I love it because there's so much change happening, and it's for all of us now to just step up and say, okay, you know what? You know, mind chatter, you can stop. I'm going to do what feels right and what feels expansive and what is going to further my mission and my purpose on the planet, and consciousness on the planet. So, you know, the mind is just that those limited thoughts, feelings, emotions that we sometimes have that are just old habits, old programming, right? And we can choose to not follow that.
But also it's about, as we were talking about earlier, having tools too, you know, for me.
Yeah.
One of the tools that is really quite important, apart from all these incredible connections that we have through our own soul light, higher self, and all these illumined beings, is really centering ourselves in our own energy and through our heart and through the breath. Because it's the breath that actually controls the thoughts, which then, you know, it controls the feelings and actions as to what actions along with the choices that we're making. So for me, that breath work has become really important. If we can just take 10 or 15 minutes, two or three times a day, even twice a day, if we get that time to just, you know, take a little bit of time in the morning and then take a little bit of time in the evening where you looking at the review of your day, possibly, mm-hmm. and, you know, just breathing in this deep breath where you're breathing in through the nose and then you're breathing out through the nose or mouth and expanding the lower abdomen. And you can be breathing in love and then breathing out all that is ready to be released, or breathing in love, breathing out love, and then taking a moment to breathe in and hold the breath and then breathing out what is ready to be released. And the last breath I like to do is sucking in and blowing out, as so sucking in through a straw. And that's just realigning everything that's been worked on. And it's very, very powerful. With the breath, you can go in. Sometimes I find with that breath, suddenly my body is contracting and moving and shifting, because what it's doing is releasing to mm-hmm. energetic trauma that has been experienced along those karmic timelines, or those unique experiences, those wounded soul aspects that we're still loving and appreciating and accepting and embracing. All that arises, no matter how uncomfortable it may be. So that breath work for me is such a big one, including just, you know, breathing in the knowing of being these flames of divinity. Mm-hmm. I know in my initial awakening, when I saw this beautiful star being that was Ra from the Pleiadian emissaries, he looked like a golden sun. And, you know, he came to me and said to me, you know, you're Pleiadian emissary and come back to us. And I'm going back many, many years ago when this happened in my mid-20s for me. And at that time, I was still going like, who, me? So it's these aspects of our own unworthiness that we still, you know, releasing and loving and accepting, along with these wounded soul aspects. And then it takes us through the lineage of family clearing first. That's a karmic level that we need to work with. Mm-hmm. And then clearing of the family karma and the past life karmic pre-birth agreements, what we're doing there then is that we're clearing the karma of humanity that's part of that soul contract or service contract that we've taken on. And then we deepen into just not only that sense of worthiness, but releasing of judgment of self, releasing of judgment of others. And when we're doing all of that, we're just deepening into the love within ourselves. So we can just again visualize this beautiful flame of divine love within our loving hearts and just see that move into every subatomic particle, and knowing with that we are just, we are light, we are love, and loving all that arises.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. And you're right. You know, some of the simplest tools, one of the simplest tools is just breathing and being present and being present in the body, being present on this earth, and gratitude for being alive at this time, you know, is the easiest tool to get you out of anything, any funk that you happen to be in, and clear up sometimes the energy channels in your field really quickly. But you're right, it's something that you have to do, you know, every day. It's not just once in a blue moon, you know, the breathing every day consciously and being grateful is it's not one of those tools that is like whenever. It's a necessity, it's a requirement, it's essential, right?
Absolutely. That you're talking about that level of appreciation too, you know, just being grateful for all that you're given, or for all the universe, you know, pours down onto you. And some of it, of course, is really awesome and incredible, and others are still lessons that we're experiencing. And more than those lessons is actually just how we handle it, isn't it? So everything being in a reflection is just, again, just saying, okay, this is unpleasant or uncomfortable, but I'm going to accept it, and I'm going to work with it, and I'm going to love it and embrace it. And that's really what we're doing with, you know, the anger, the fear. We're loving it. We're saying, welcome anger, welcome fear. I love you. Let me give you a voice, rather than pushing it away. And if we're pushing it away, then we're going into reaction, mm-hmm. and then we're still going into lesser than or better than consciousness. So we're talking there, you know, many of us are energetically sensitive souls, mm-hmm. and we experience more than the victim consciousness, which is more of I'm unworthy, or everyone is still better than me or knows more than me. Now what is happening is really not only energetically, but on a planetary level, it's like we've seen Chiron move from Pisces, mm-hmm. and that was in the March new moon just after that, mm-hmm. into Aries energy. And this is really about releasing. It was the Piscean energy was so much about just the wounded soul energy, wasn't it? So that was the victim persecutor consciousness aspects that we were still embracing. And now it's about transformation and change and new beginnings and bring it all online. And not only standing in our power, but recognizing the authenticity of our own voices with our comparative measures. So we no longer need to be looking outside of ourselves to saying, what is my sole purpose or what should I be doing? And if we're still asking that, then on one level, we just need to listen a little bit deeper to the universe, but also recognize that this part of this authentic process is knowing that we have it all within us, mm-hmm. that our uniqueness, our gifts, our frequency, our energy, all of that, what we're sharing is what is going to draw people to us. So it's a lovely one where, you know, I'm seeing it more and more. We've been just going, this is who I am. This is my magnificence. This is me as this beautiful God, goddess. And, you know, this is what I'm presenting. And accepting that and not hiding behind anything or thinking you don't have a voice or don't know enough. Just honoring your wisdom, honoring your magnificence, honoring your light as a flame of divinity.
I so agree. And it's like, it's true. Everything is within us. We just have to tap into it, you know? So there really is no reason for fear or doubt or insecurities or even that, you know, people are still searching for what's my purpose? You know, what am I supposed to be doing? It's like, do whatever lights you up. Do whatever brings you joy. Do whatever is fun for you. Do that, you know? And don't worry about the result. You know, a lot of people are still like, well, what's the result going to be of this? Doesn't matter, you know, because as soon as you are enjoying your life, having fun, being of service in whatever way works for you that lights you up, you're already fulfilling your purpose, you know, and that purpose is you know, is you being you. And as you're being you, you're radiating out all those energies of joy, of love, of happiness, of whatever that happens to be, which is already changing the planet, which is already changing humanity.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be anything more, you know, complicated than that.
Well, I think it's really just moving beyond the fears then, or embracing the fears, because that's really, you know, that comes up for so many people, mm-hmm. is, as we're saying, those perceived limitations or false beliefs that come up, you know, as much as you were saying a couple of weeks ago, you really had in your mind set out what you could do and what you couldn't do, rather than just having like, anything is achievable.
Yeah.
You know, I can do anything. And also then beyond that is all the fears and justifications and judgments that come up, you know, apart from I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I don't know enough. And so how am I going to be supported mm-hmm. by that? You know, and I'm a mom of 10 kids and, you know, I mean, whatever it is, you know, I've got a lot of stuff going on and, you know, really I don't have the energy, whatever it is, there's all these things that we need to look at, and we've got to take it slowly, one step at a time, and, you know, recognize that how we shift that is also catching those thought forms, those negative thought forms, and, you know, replacing them with the positive ones, doing the breath work, just breathing, releasing, loving, accepting, and also just making changes slowly, because it doesn't happen overnight. And not only is it about the choices, but it's about the lifestyle where you're saying, I'm going to watch Netflix tonight, so I'm going to do a really nice YouTube transmission or spiritual video, or I'm going to eat that chocolate, so I'm going to have the smoothie for breakfast, for example. So this is really then recognizing how we can lift our frequency, how we can lift our own vibration. And part of the work that I like to do there, apart from, you know, creating our own frequency and vibration, we ourselves working on ourselves, but also we can do it energetically in our own environments, because it's easier to have the frequency of your environment lifted, which helps to match your frequency, than trying to just do your own frequency, lift your own vibration. So that's things like crystals, having crystals, a lot of crystals around the house. It's like burning the incense or the white sage, it's like drinking the crystal. Lovely. It's like drinking the water, the crystal water. You can take rose quartz, crystal quartz, place it in the jugs of water and drink that throughout the day. And, you know, we got it and the cats have got it, and we add the activated charcoal, and, you know, it's really quite a cool thing to be doing. And then, of course, the healthy living and the healthy lifestyle and the exercise and the good food and everything that's supportive to your body. And then what I like to do sometimes, just to increase that frequency at moments, and particularly in the evening, is I'll bring in, you know, kind of just different things, connect to these different core groups, mm-hmm. and they'll take me on a journey. So apart from, it just depends who comes through all that time. I love working with colors. I love working with different flames of light. Sometimes it's the archangels. I might be doing readings with the kids, doing these archangel affirmations and things like that, and choosing a card, and we bring in the colors of the archangels. And before we end the session, I'd actually like to do that. In fact, I'd like to do that for you right now.
And then I'd like to
take us on this thing called these diamond light chambers, tell you a little bit about that, because it's also just a very sweet thing that we can just do to increase and fill our frequencies and just deepen into every loving aspect of ourselves.
Oh, so good. I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm going to choose a card for you, Alara, just to start with and see what comes up.
And this is from the new deck that you just created, right?
Yes. So I'll kind of just show it to you. These are just, you know, some of the cards that come up. I'll just, this is Archangel Jophiel, for example. This is done, all these images were done by a very good local artist friend. And this is the Guardian Angel one. Mm. So we have just all these. This is Archangel Uriel coming through there. Mm. Yes. And he's the angel of wisdom, Gabriel, the angel of communication. Mm-hmm. So there's some very lovely cards and energies. Archangel Zechiel, and this is Archangel Chamuel, angel of love.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So there's, so really just lovely. We just got Michael and Raphael. So I'll grab a picture of that. That's Raphael, angel of healing. And Archangel Michael. Angel of protection.
Oh, I love Michael.
Yeah. Cool. It doesn't matter what angel you call in, somehow Archangel Michael always ends up in that connection of archangelic teams and all these beautiful angelic legions of light. Mm-hmm. All right, so the first one I've got is Archangel Gabriel, who's the angel of communication. So what we have is two sides. We read this one first. It's an energetic transmission, and then we say aloud the invocation. So when I'm doing it with my kids, they like to read it themselves. So I'm going to read this to you. Archangel Gabriel ignites his white flame of light within my loving heart. I now see my soul light expand from within my loving heart, my innocence and purity glowing and bright. I now say out aloud, I am a very special person.
I'm a very special person.
I accept myself just as I am.
I accept myself just as I am.
I am magnificent.
I am magnificent.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am a spark of the divine.
I am a spark of the divine.
So then I get them to read that. And then the next morning on the way to school, I say, remember, bring in the white flame of Archangel Gabriel. And remember, too, you are a very special person. Mm. So it's always like just bringing in a little bit of that knowing. But also more than anything, what we're doing then in this instance is we're feeling energetically the archangelic energy, because with all this work that we're doing, that the spiritual work and light work, more than anything, it's giving our permission and actually an intention to what we would like to do, but also invoking or calling in. So the archangelic legions, as well as the Christ and extraterrestrials, all these councils of light and illumined beings, they have to wait for us to request their assistance. This is how they work. So, and each and every single one has their own unique energy and frequency. It's really so completely lovely and wonderful. And for example, with the angels, what I find is their energy very much just purity. There's such a journey with them. And the Christ, the Pleiadians, and the Syrians, they really feel them. And depending on your levels of sensitivity, you might feel them or sense them or have high-pitched frequency sounds coming through the ears or have the sense or feeling of them working on different parts of the body. So part of the work that I do is these light chambers, or I might call in the angelic healing group if I'm, you know, needing some healing energy and just get a sense of where that's going. But what I thought might be quite nice for us to do is to do some of these quantum chambers of light, these diamonds light chambers, working with these different groups.
Let's do that.
Yes.
Thank you for that card. I love Archangel Gabriel. And just, you know, knowing he's the messenger of God, the angel of communication, you know, he, you know, it's about helping me to communicate who I am in the world and being me. And, you know, because I am, you know, always talking and always on these different platforms, right? Communicating messages. But it's not just about communicating the message, but it's about communicating who I am authentically, right? It's not just that, but it's about being you authentically and having that divine flow work through you, you know, through your voice, through your words, just being a channel as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it is also recognizing, you know, that you that you have that voice and how you can share it. And communication is also so much about conscious communication. So this is really, you know, in terms of our own relationships and in terms of family relationships and family dynamics, so much about this is just really deepening into conscious communication, how we're communicating and connecting with each other and with one another. And even, you know, for example, with my own kids, kids are really, they're just so expressive with their own emotions and feelings. And a lot of the time they don't have the words. So apart from, it's wonderful to be able to offer them the words. And I do this in the first person tense of repeat after me, or primarily it's repeat the last sentence after me. But also not only giving them the words, which really helps them to experience the emotions, but taking them into what is appropriate or not appropriate in their communication. So for example, if you know, my one child is hitting the other for whatever the reason is, and you know, just getting upset with each other, I can say it's not okay for me to hit my brother no matter how I feel. And you know, I can take myself, if I can't control my emotions, I can take myself to my safe and sacred space. So the safe and sacred, space would be the place that they've created in their room with their books and their toys or whatever it is, or somewhere else. So it's not about being punitive in any way, but in terms of us as parents and facilitators and teachers, it's also always coming from that loving space of knowing how to communicate and connect with others, because not everyone is really able to control their emotions. And, you know, people are still working with a lot of these range, embracing the range of emotions, whatever it may be, the grief or the anger or the sadness, and someone is pushing your buttons still, and, you know, you start shouting or getting mad, or there's still blame or a lot of anger coming up. And there's different ways that we can work with this. So it's having those tools in conscious communication that allows us to express ourselves from this first person. So it's always about saying, I feel, or this is what, you know, I would like to say is happening for me. You're never telling the other person what you feel they are doing. You're always coming from the first person, you know, place. And I feel it's very, very useful for all of us. And, you know, doing those affirmations, repeat after me, it's very powerful. I've always loved affirmations for many, many years. I remember my first journey in my early 20s, waking up, and at that stage, it was just all the neurolinguistic programming was sort of the spiritual entree years ago. And that was really just, you know, taking these, changing the thoughts, changing the beliefs. And, you know, I would stick up these little sticky notepads all around my apartment. And, you know, you open the cupboard and there's one, or you open the kitchen cupboard. This one, or, you know, kind of just saying, you beautiful, you awesome, life is awesome. And it always stuck with me, that the power of the mind, but also taking it into just acceptance and love and appreciation and ways of how we consciously communicate with one another.
Absolutely. And it's about consciously communicating with ourselves too.
Well, that's a huge part of it, isn't it? It's really just the integration of soul light and the soul energy, where we also, whatever's coming up, we can say, I remember years ago also, used to, when I was at that stage where some of the thoughts would come up, and you know, in judgment of self, is I would find myself actually saying aloud, no, Rita, that's not true. You know, you're a being of light, you're a flame of divinity, you're beautiful, you're magnificent. So hearing that and it being expressed is also very useful. Or I would see a blackboard in my mind's eye and, you know, kind of see myself erase that negative affirmation, replace it with a positive one. But all the time it was just catching that thought, which is half the work. Yeah. And when we can catch that, what we can do is start to shift it and you big time. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good. So I'm going to call in the Pleiadian Star Council here to start with, to bring in what we call a happiness diamond light chamber.
Nice.
So this is an energetic rectangle, and it just takes us deeper into joy. You know, joy is not a lack of a lack of sadness, for example, or it can be a release of sadness, but it really what it is, it's just an amplified feeling of greater levels of bliss within our life. It doesn't mean suddenly our own grief or sadness disappears. It's more that we start to experience a lot more of these positive feelings and embracing that while we still may be working with whatever our own sadness or grief or pain may be through each one of our unique experiences. So this is just really bringing in, you know, greater levels of bliss or greater levels of joy. And with that, of course, greater levels of appreciation, which is what we were talking about too. And knowing that we're deserving of happiness, because a lot of the time we place on hold all the things that we want and all the reasons why we're not deserving of that yet, or when we get to this point, what we're going to do. So this is just being in the now and experiencing life to its fullness and actually calling upon or drawing upon all these beautiful beings so that we can celebrate all aspects of ourselves without judgment, and also celebrate and love the full range of our emotions. All right. So let's just take ourselves into this for a moment. Let's just start with a light language frequency activation, and then I'll take a few minutes to just take us into this in invocational style, and I'll move into a couple of other light chambers so we can get a sense of the difference between these light chambers. Inoso aia kiono koakia, imoso inkaino koakia. I call upon the overlighting of Mother, Father, God, and all the illumined beings of light from on high, I personally acknowledge. As I merge now with my beloved I Am Presence, the highest aspect of my soul light within the cosmic heart of God, and into the safe and sacred space, I invoke and call upon all the illumined beings of light from on high, I personally acknowledge, as well as the star councils, to bring in these beautiful diamond light chambers around my body and energy field, so I can experience the full range of my emotions and come into a deeper understanding of all of life through the pain and sadness, the love and joy, honoring each one of these experiences as it brings me to this now moment in trust and surrender to life, in trust and surrender to Mother, Father, God. In kono kuyina si ai akia, in kaino koa, I breathe in love now. I breathe out love, breathing in through my nose, breathing out through my nose or mouth, just coming deep into my loving heart at the center of my chest, deep into the knowing of my magnificence and light as this flame of divinity, as this child of God. I now invoke and call upon the Pleiadian emissaries of the light to bring in a diamond happiness chamber of light around my body and energy field. as this occurs, I have a sense of this beautiful diamond silver flame of light ignite within my loving heart and move into each one of my body parts and organs, bringing in deeper sense of bliss, of happiness, of joy as I walk this path of love. Experiencing to images of sounds or colors, a greater sense of my heart's streaming and my heart's joy, of my ability to simply laugh with life, to laugh at myself, not to take life so seriously, and to choose to have more fun, to play, to be outdoors, to be an experience. All that I am through my inner child. As I now breathe in love, hold my breath and breathe out all that prevents me or I perceive prevents me from experiencing a greater level of happiness and joy within my life. As I walk this path of love, I have a sense of this new flow activating for me, illuminating every aspect of my life into a greater level of happiness and joy, into a greater sense of knowing all is well, all is well. As I now breathe in, as though sucking in through a straw and breathing out, I am feeling calm and relaxed, firmly in my body. This flame of divinity is a master being of light. Inka ino ko akia, ino aia, imo aia ki ona koa. And now I am surrounded in a beautiful unity diamond light chamber through the overlighting of the Sirian Star Council. As this unity light diamond light chamber comes in now, as this multi-dimensional diamond and silver gold flame of light around my body, or energy field, I have a sense of merging into the higher mind, higher dimensional fields of light and the higher heart, while maintaining individual consciousness within this collective consciousness of unity and community. I am one with all life. All life and I are one. I draw upon this divine love within this unity consciousness, this collective Christ consciousness, as it sustains me now, as it expands my energy into greater levels of energetically merging in love, in appreciation, in harmony, and in knowing of the sacredness of all life without comparative measure, as I connect now with others at the soul level of light. I breathe in unity. I breathe out unity. And now I breathe in love and unity. I hold my breath and I breathe out all levels of perceived separation, comparative measures, judgment of self or others. Ino so aia ki ono ko akia, imo so aia. And now breathe in the second breath as they're breathing in through a straw and blowing out. I just hold this energy, feeling and sensing this beautiful unity. Diamond, silver, and gold, chamber of light, and the overlighting of the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. I am now surrounded in this beautiful diamond emotional stability light chamber. This beautiful diamond emotional stability chamber is brought in by the Venetian Star Council in this diamond pink and purple flame of light. As I feel and sense this light chamber coming in now, I am taken into a deeper knowing of myself as love, as well as experiencing a deeper sense communicating and embracing my oscillating emotions, coming to a point of stability, no longer choosing to be attached to particular circumstances or events, choosing simply to forgive and let go of blame, of seeing the highest potential of all life, while not allowing the energy of others to impact me in a way that creates a sense of emotional imbalance. I am centered and grounded and firmly in my body, looking through my master eyes at all of life around me. My emotional oscillations reach a point of the balancing of polarity through the release of judgment of self and others, through forgiveness and through love. As I breathe in love and breathe out love, I visualize this beautiful diamond, pink and purple flame of light ignite now within my loving heart and move into each body part and organ and within and around my body. I now breathe in love. My breath. I breathe out blame, resentment, deprivation. Inoai, noai, a coagina. Imo so ai a kiona. Imo aia. Incaino coa. I now breathe in and out as we're sucking in through a straw and blowing out. Aligning myself deep into the cosmic heart of God, deep into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. Ino ai no so aia, inka ino koa. Lastly now, I experience this beautiful diamond and violet silver flame, chamber of inner strength, brought in by the Arcturian Star Council of Light. Inner strength chamber of light ignites in this beautiful rectangular diamond and violet silver grid of light around my body and energy field, and now into this flame of light as I breathe in love and emotional stability, strength and courage, and I breathe out my strength, my courage, my empowerment, joy, and love. I also know through this inner strength chamber of light, I am able to face and embrace all challenges that I may experience, to know myself as love, to surrender, to trust as a sovereign being, having the power and love and wisdom as a flame of divinity and a warrior of light. Embracing all that arises, no matter how uncomfortable it may be. Breathing in love, holding my breath, and releasing all that I need at this time to deepen into the inner strength and knowing of myself as this courageous and brave soul of light. I have walked both the karmic timelines and the crisis timelines, and some of these challenges have brought me to my knees or may be impacting me energetically on different levels of my beingness. But I know within me in these moments that I am feeling so tired or do not wish to go on. I draw upon the inner strength within myself as I utilize this diamond light chamber, taking myself into the next level of my soul's forward evolution through courage and strength, through the recognition of my challenges as initiations of light. And so it is. And so it is. I now suck in as though sucking in through a straw and blowing out, aligning myself into the cosmic heart of God and into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. Inkono koina siya iya, ino soa aina kia. I now come back fully present into my sacred space as I thank these illumined beings, and I emerge once more with my higher self, my beloved I Am Presence, connecting to soul and star family, to all the illumined beings of light from on high, walking with me, in front of me, next to me, behind me, as I journey ever deeper along this path of love, as this flame of divinity, as this child of God. Lastly, now I visualize and sense this diamond sphere of light 54 feet in diameter around me. And within this diamond sphere, I see the fruit of life and Metatron's cube, all these geometries, sacred geometries, fractal geometries, sound and color frequencies come online, as I experience this new earth matrix, as I experience this path of love and my heart's dreaming and my heart's joy, knowing all is well, all is well. I am grounded and centered and firmly in my body. And in my own time now, I gently open my eyes, looking around me through my master eyes, knowing how greatly I am celebrated, I am appreciated, and I am loved. Ino soa ia, inka ino koa.
Wow. Hey. That was amazing. My goodness, thank you so much. I love that.
Yes. And, you know, and it's something so simple, because we don't have to go very, very, deep and have to understand a lot of things or study a lot of things or spend hours in meditation or in learning things. This is not only remembrance, but these light beings are just available to us. You know, over the years, I've worked with so many incredible medical etheric teams, and they've worked, have done a lot of chiropractic work, and you know, one of them has often found my head sort of bent backwards as a cerebrospinal fluid rebalances and into the brain, and the pituitary and the hypothalamus and thalamus and pineal glands, all of that activating at the same time. And I've worked with etheric veterinary teams, mm-hmm. and worked with beautiful wild animals and domestic animals and angelic teams and these different core groups. And what I love about them is, you know, they're just there and they're wanting to help us. And the more we just open ourselves on different levels, the more we realize that this is so much a part of our reality. This multidimensional reality is probably the realest reality that actually is. It's like the denser vibration is really where we experience the most illusion, mm-hmm. as we're still balancing that polarity. And just wonderful to know that we can have the support and we can call upon these beautiful illumined beings, and they're always there to assist us.
Absolutely. They're always there to assist us, and their presence is so loving and kind and gentle. And, you know, I loved what you did this time with the breathing, the breath work. You know, yeah. It made it even more dynamic and forces us to be present. Or, you know, yeah. While you're doing it, it was great. It was like, yeah, this is really cool. Thank you.
And you know, sometimes like these emotions are coming up as like might be this fear or anger, or someone's really upset you and it's just going round and round in your mind. And with that breath, you know, you can really just release it and bring in those light frequencies and shift your energy just so completely. And if you really, sometimes I also find if there's something really to be released, you can just do this quick breath, like, or you can just go, you know, just allow your body to just move. And because that's again that cellular trauma that you're clearing and releasing. You know, I know for me that light beings have been showing me a lot of body movements. And so I know that I was doing a lot of exercises and shimmies type movements to shift energetic pockets that were still at a cellular level through particular unique experiences or animations. And funny enough, I later came across something called trauma release exercises, and it was amazing how similar these exercises that I was doing had been written and expressed by someone else that had been doing it for years. And this person went to all these war-torn countries, and you know, everyone that had this post-traumatic stress and worked with these exercises with them. So it's such a huge big one, just recognizing and honoring ourselves in our self-consciousness, and also recognizing our personality aspect doesn't disappear, it just enriches as we merge with our soul aspects. But being in love and recognizing ourselves as love doesn't stop our sadness or our pain or the cellular trauma that we may still be releasing. But what we're doing that as love. We're not playing it out in the reaction to, you know, someone else's frequency range that is pushing buttons. We're really just holding ourselves as light, and from that place of light and that place of love, in compassion and knowing and wisdom and non-judgment, that is just really what we're sharing with others.
I love it. No, I'm just like still, you know, I'm in this expanded state, and it's an expansive space. I love it. And this was just a taste of what you do. Yeah. This wasn't all of the chambers of light. This was just a few of them that we did today, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's hundreds of them. You know, you can even just create your own chambers of light. You can just sit there, whether you're drawing upon the archangelic energy or the Christ at ET or the Ascended Masters or even just your higher self, and go, you know, higher self, can you bring in around an abundance chamber of light, you know, or a trust chamber of light? You know, it's like just
beautiful.
Thank you. It out there. This is what you're needing right at that moment. And how? It's just identifying, isn't it? It's identifying right. It just takes us consciously into what am I working with right now that I could just use that little bit of extra support with.
Yeah. And that's it. And that's what it is, getting that extra support so that you can get through whatever it is, that challenge or whatever is coming up for you in that moment, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. They're, you know, the light beings, ascended masters and the archangels and angels are there to support us, to help us, assist us, you know, but we have to ask for them. Ask for them to help us. I love it. Thank you. And so you have a special offer for our community as well this time. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And for those of you who are not, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Enrita15. So Enrita, can you tell us that there's two packages, right, that you have for us today?
Yes, yes. So the first one is called Teachings of the Eye of Horus. And this was just part of the telewebinar series that I was hosting in 2017. And it's really just a quite lovely series of teachings where we're drawing upon these high frequency templatings, numerologies, and sacred geometries of the new earth through things like the Kabbalah and rays and initiations. And what we talk about is the rays of creation and Metatron's cube and flower and the fruit of life. And this is experienced through merging timelines that take us deeper into self-mastery. And what we experience in these beautiful teachings, which are overlighted by the archangels, as well as the order of Melchizedek, is something called the Trinity Lord Shield of Light and the Inner Tree of Life, where we travel into the spiritual sun temple. And we've got the seven seals of magnetic resonance, where we experience this temple through this temple of initiation, inner purification rites. We've got the goblets of transformation, the golden dragon, orbs of fire, which was really a nice one, working with these beautiful golden dragons, these golden roses of compassion, which we experienced in this temple of compassion, these angelic golden solar disc template activations within the temple of higher perspective. And then we've got the Syrian stargate of the heart through the temple of the truth, where we're traveling timelines and we're moving into activating our own heart as a stargate. So each transmission then is 1.5 to 2 hours in length, and these are 9 in total, and it's experienced with invocations, affirmations, visualizations, and light language chants. And what you're going to get with that package then is the 9 transmissions, and the each 90 to 120 minutes. And you will get 2 MP3s, one with music and one without, mm-hmm. and also the PDF transcribe. So every visualization then has a transcribe that you will be able to have a look at and work with. So it's a really lovely one, you know, and you can also play those MP3s, all of them. You can play and repeat through the night, or you can add them to, you know, your kind of like playlist and play one after the other and play it on almost silent. And you will still be receiving those energies because once again, you've given your conscious permission. Mm-hmm. So whether you're listening to it consciously or whether and once you've listened to it, you can just continue to play it on repeat throughout the night if you like, or in the background during the day. It's just lovely to work with all the most visualizations and transmissions you can actually work with in that way. Mm-hmm. So it was just a lovely one, mostly working through the Tree of Life and the Kabbalah and sacred geometries and just these initiations of light. And this comes through from an understanding of the left and right eye of Horus. And these are just, you know, higher mind and emotional mental body recalibration teachings of light. Then the other one there that I was explaining a little bit about was the angel tools for parents and children. Mm-hmm. And it's just really a lovely one that came through where there's 8 recorded angel invocations, each of 30 to 45 minutes in length. There's 8 recorded angel affirmations. Each of those are between 11 and 13 minutes for 8 affirmations related to each archangel. And there's a set of 64 angel affirmation cards to print out, as well as the PDF ebook on the angel tools for parents and children, plus a beautiful the source music that we played. It was this angel music created by this musician in Europe called Fritz Evelin, and just beautiful music. So you can listen to that music on its own too, as well as having it in the background to all these invocations and affirmations. So really quite a lovely one. And that's, you know, it's an exciting one. I'm excited to move further into that. I haven't done so much with it yet. Mm-hmm. It's just moved from there into kind of different healing things that are on the go too. So lots of wonderful things, but it is a really lovely package to be able to work with if you have children.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just that, I mean, I think we all are children at heart as well, you know. And so sometimes just being able to be in that energy of innocence and purity and just gentleness, you know, can be really soothing and help to, I think, also like release some of that old stuff that may be there in a more gentle way.
And embracing the inner child, you know, a lot of us is embracing the inner child too, that magical innocence. And each affirmation then, you know, the way that I work with my kids is usually we put the invocations on maybe about 30 minutes before we're going to bed because they take a long time to go to bed. And often I end up listening to it myself, or they'll fall asleep, or the affirmations are 12 minutes. But if I see they're really quite awake, I'll lie with them and tickle their back and we'll listen to the invocation running in the background. Or I may just even grab the ebook and take a sentence or paragraph, or, you know, kind of it's just appropriate to what we're working with at that time. Mm-hmm. So there's so many different ways that you can work with this. And the cards too are just beautiful. As I said, you know, just there's 64 cards and you just choose one daily. We just grab one. And it's lovely to just set that intention, even just to be connecting to that archangel. And they're so appropriate, as so many of these decks are, these card sets are, because no matter what you're picking, it's just completely appropriate to you in that moment. And often for the kids, it's like whatever they get, I will go into a deeper level of why this card was chosen, or an example of what happened that day as to and related to it. So I find it always just completely spot on. It's really lovely. But I know there isn't so much of an awareness yet between how we can work with our own children, or how we can even ourselves work with, you know, so many of these angel frequencies and energies. So I'm certainly in some time I'll be putting together some recordings or YouTubes or telewebinars or something to just take people into deeper levels of understanding that. But cool. It really does make my heart sing, and myself, it's listening to it often when the kids are asleep too. So you don't have to have kids to enjoy this one. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, even for us, sometimes, you know, our own inner child needs some comfort or some attention, right? And so this would be a great way to acknowledge, you know, our inner child and do gentle work. You know, it's like, I find like for myself, you know, because my inner child is like, doesn't get acknowledged very often, to be honest, but you know, she's had some challenges, you know, so for her, it would be gentle, you know, gentleness. I love it. And I think it's so beautiful that, you know, you're including the kids as well, you know, because now, especially the kids are more awakened, you know, and more in tune and more sensitive, you know, they're reaching out. They could use that assistance and support as well, because they don't know how to really function in this reality or know what the tools are, you know, of how they can progress with ease. You know, like, we don't want them to go through all the stuff that we went through, right? Growing up. So these tools can help them to, you know, go through it, navigate more easily.
Absolutely, on every level. And, you know, it's not just, again, for the kids, because a lot of these tools is coming back into conscious communication with ourselves and our own relationships. Yeah. And, you know, it's giving us the tools as well. So, and often what I found with, you know, particularly when my kids were small, is even at that stage, I was a single mom. And then we went through our own trauma and our separation from my kids for some time. And that's why I mentioned that story in the ebook. But what I found was, I would have liked to, particularly when the kids were small, to have started more work with them, although I was already doing a little bit of healing work and energy work, but you were so tired. And often as parents, you know, we're so tired because we work and we have a full day and our own stresses and our own busyness. And so you come home from work, even with, you know, if it's a full day or half day, and where do you have the time to suddenly now take your kids on a spiritual education? Mm-hmm. So that has to be, your whole life has to embrace that spirituality. And the best way to do it is to hang about in the evenings together. You know, that's what I found for me, is that the evenings are our time where we just sit together, we hang out together, we talk about our day, mm-hmm. You know, we tickle and rub backs, and I'm doing energy work on some level. And then at some point we just move into either choosing a card or doing an affirmation, or as they're falling asleep, putting on the invocation, or in the background and letting it run, because at some level it's creating a difference, you know. And then I can just talk the next day about some of those tools that are coming up, or repeat something from the next day and they get it, or repeat it again and we get it again, you know. So there's so many different ways to work, but I found for me that that was the easiest way to work, because I just didn't have that energy at night also. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share this and share that, and it was like, I can't get another word out right now. I'm just, you know, flat out tired after my long day. So it really is so many different ways, and, you know, that you can work with the angel tools.
And I love how you're able to, in the package, print out all the cards, you know, so you do have them, you know, so it's, you know, you don't have to have the physical hard deck. You can print them out, which is great. And then can they order a deck if they want? Is that a possibility coming up in the future? Maybe. Probably. At some point.
I'm not sure if you disappeared there, because I seem to be on the screen and it seemed that your side froze a little bit. So I'm not sure.
Weird. But I was just asking if the cards will be available physically at some point if they're not already.
Yeah. I will get them up and
cool.
The website at some point. Yeah.
Good. Cool.
Great.
Wow. This has been such a full conversation that we had, you know, with just with us sharing what's going on in our lives, talking about what's happening on the planet and the energies and the new codes that are coming online, and or have been coming online even more. And then just, you know, talking with the cards, doing the Chambers of Light, which was like fantastic. Oh my goodness. So Anuta, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us? Because I know we've already gone a little bit longer than we had planned.
Oh, that's really fun, Alara. No, it's been wonderful to connect with you again. And, you know, just excited to share with all of our beautiful soul friends and family of the light. So thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? Maybe I'll see you sometime soon in South Africa, because you never know. I might be invited to come there and facilitate a class of some sort. So it's like, yay! You know, what else is possible, right?
Exactly. Perfect. And you're most welcome. It will be wonderful to see you in person.
I know. Thank you so much. Too. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you. And I look forward to seeing what comes up in the next couple of months, because I know there's so much change happening. So I look forward to seeing that and catching up again. So thank you so much. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone who is watching now or later. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Namaste.